Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and as promised, we're going to talk about starting seeds indoors. And we are very, very excited to start a series of talks in the weeks to come with Harris Seed Company. And joining us this morning is Dick Chamberlain. He is the president of Harris Seed. And Mark Green, and we're going to talk about starting seeds indoors to save us some money. Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, good morning. How are we doing this morning?
We're doing very, very well.
It's a snowy day here in Rochester, New York.
Well, we had 11.4 inches of snow in Kennebunk this week, which was more snow than we had probably the entire winter together, and then a bunch of rain and sleet and freezing rain and all kinds of stuff yesterday. So it's not a pleasant day here either.
No, but it is winter, so that's we can expect that.
Yep, it's the season.
That's right. Spring, we got 16 days left to go. Hey, Dick, could you give us a little bit of history about Harris Seed and how long they've been around?
Surely, Paul. The company began in 1879 right here in Rochester, New York. This was called the Genesee Valley. It was one of the most fertile valleys here in the East, and a lot of seed companies actually were founded right here in this area. It's been here for all that time, 133 years. Our primary focus has been with a professional grower, the greenhouse grower, and the vegetable grower, as well as the home gardener. We publish four different catalogs every year, and the home garden has been out there for that long. So we're doing well here. It's a fun business, and it's always been based on quality. This company was the first company in America to germinate seed, test seed for good germination, and print the results in every package. And that's been our foundation. That's been our motto all these years, to provide a good product, an excellent product for our customers.
Yeah, and that's what makes a good gardener, because sometimes people will buy seeds, they plant them, they get poor results, they get discouraged, and they give up. So when you can start with a good quality seed, that's a big head start. Now, Mark. Mark, where is the best location in your home to start seeds indoors?
Well, you want to have an area, that's generally warm, good airflow, but not, a direct area where it's getting blown on. You don't want to put it right next to a radiator vent or another vent that's blowing air on it. Depending if you're using a light stand or a supplemental lighting, you don't want to put it right next to a window. The plant's competing for light between a fluorescent bulb and a natural light. It's going to tend to want to stretch more towards the natural light. So you want to keep your plants nice and stocky. So a good warm area with good airflow is important. Just make sure that you don't have any disease issues.
That's a great tip. Now, Dick, are there any locations in your home that you don't want people to start seeds in?
Yeah, there are a few, Paul. Mark alluded to them, next to a radiator or on a windowsill. Typically, people will, without any experience, they'll put, seed in some of these seed starting kits and put them on a windowsill. And what you're going to get is, first of all, it's going to be colder on a windowsill. And secondly, the plants, if they do germinate, they're going to stretch. and they're going to stretch towards the light. And that's one thing you don't want with a young transplant. You want a nice, stocky transplant. So putting it on a windowsill is never advisable, but people do it. But, you know, there's so many good directions available for today's beginning gardener, including the, you know, the seed starting guide that we publish.
Another common place that some people do as well is use kerosene, or they'll have a garage or, you know, another area that you do with, you know, natural fuels. And, you know, the plants will germinate, but, you know, the toxicity in the air can cause some problems as well.
Okay. Now, will a wood or a coal stove affect the seed germination, Mark?
Well, as long as it's a good warm area, you know, generally you want your soil temperatures in low 70s for a lot of flowers and vegetables. So as long as you don't have it too hot, if you have it too close to the stove, like a wood-burning stove or a coal stove, can get too hot. You know, there's such a thing as, you know, people tend to cover up their seed flats and have it in an area that's 80 degrees and end up cooking their seeds. So as long as it's well ventilated and you don't have it too warm.
Okay. Now, Dick, what are some of the basic necessities that people need if they're going to start their own seedlings?
Yeah, you know, it's not too complicated, really, Paul. Which the three elements you want, one would be light, providing light. And there's fluorescent lights will work just fine. You can make them yourselves at home, or you can buy them at readily available seed-starting lamps and seed-starting stands. The second would be bottom heat. Bottom heat is achieved with various heat mats. There's heat cables and there's heat mats. A heat mat is like an electric blanket, if you will. And you'll put your seed trays on top of that blanket. Mark said he was talking about, you know, 70 to 75 degrees is the optimum temperature for starting seeds. So it's light, it's heat, and a good seed starting medium. You want a sterile medium because regular garden soil can have a lot of disease in it, and you can quickly have your plants die off on you. So you got to be careful of that. So those are the three elements, you know, light, heat, and a good seed starting medium.
Okay. Then, Mark, what type of a light source would you recommend? What is your choice for a light source?
Well, I tend to have had the best luck with a fluorescent lamp. They tend to be a little bit cool. So, you know, once the plants start growing up, it doesn't burn the plants. There's a lot of different ones out there. People, as Dick said, there's great light stands out there that work great. Some people want to build their own to save a little bit of money. So, you know, your shop lights and different other lights can be, you know, retrofitted into a stand. And you just want to make sure that, you know, you keep a lot of light on those young seedlings so they don't stretch. Something that's using like a T10, T12 fluorescent bulb, the plants can stay an inch and a half below them without worrying about the plants burning. So you can keep a lot of intense light real down close to the plants so they don't stretch.
We had a caller earlier this morning, and her question was, how long should she keep her lights on during the day or at night?
Well, in general, for most plants, it's about 12 hours, 12, 14. A certain genus like a petunia, later on you need to have about 14 hours of light on it to, you know, initiate bud set on it. A lot of people will start petunias on like a light stand, and, you know, they're only having their light stand on for 8-10 hours during the day for some extra lighting, and they're wondering why, you know, certain things like petunias aren't setting flowers. But a good general is 12 hours, and you want to do it at the same time, you know, in the morning and at night, you know, when it's supposed to be getting light, so you're not having it on running at night, because that could just be too much light, and you can get some plants to stretch as well.
So you want to put the lights on when it's daylight just to give the seedlings more light to help them to grow better and to keep them shorter.
Yes, and you want to keep them in a natural cycle. 24 hours of light, you know, if you're giving supplemental light at night, you know, it's going to, once you take them off the stands, it's going to, you know, it's not the environment they've been in. So you want to try to keep it as a natural environment as possible.
Okay. Hey, Dick, what kind of containers, you know, like seed trays or seed flaps, what do you recommend that the first-time gardener use when they're trying to start seeds?
Well, we promote the Jiffy product line a lot here because years ago in our test gardens, we used them exclusively, and we still do. What's nice about the Jiffies, they're a peat product, and some of them are organically approved, but it's a peat product that you can put right in the soil. You can start the seeds in either a Jiffy pot or a Jiffy pellet. What's nice about a Jiffy pellet is you just add water, they rise, you dibble a little hole in there, drop your seed in there, and cover it with a little seed-starting mix. And they'll germinate in that, and you don't have to transplant them necessarily. You can then, if you've got an established transplant, maybe, you know, 5-6 inches tall, depending what it is, you can transplant that right out in the garden after you harden them off. So Jiffies work really well, but there's a number of things you can start seeds in. You know, your schools, you'll see kids make pots out of paper. And actually, I think the consumer today is moving towards organic techniques. And
right.
Gardening, and we believe in that as well. So we okay. highly recommend the Jiffy products. But, you know, if you've got a lot of professional growers use trays, plastic trays, but then they're...
Okay, Dick, hold on a second. We're coming up on a break.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com. Click on Sponsors and then Compost Tumblr for information and special discount pricing codes. The Compost Tumblr at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Well, good morning. We're talking with Mark Green and Dick Chamberlain from the Harris Seed Company to try and give you some ideas to get you motivated and to start your own seeds indoors. It will save you a ton of money, and it's not as difficult as you would think. Now, Dick, tell us about watering. People get a little bit concerned. How much water do you need when you're starting seeds?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Watering can be your biggest problem in seed starting. We recommend a sterile seed starting mix that's free of disease, and they're readily available at your garden, local garden centers, or online. Most seed companies will carry them, as we do. But when you apply water to a seed starting mix, if you can squeeze water out of it, it's too wet. If you can take a handful, squeeze it, and water starts to drip out, that is too wet. And the danger there is you're allowed to get damping off and just poor performance by your seed. So you want it, just if you squeeze it and you're not getting any water coming out of your hand, then that's probably about right. And anything more than that is not recommended. So it's something you want to experiment with. Start with a little bit at a time and get the right formulation, and then you're ready to go.
And then once they begin to emerge, what's the best way to water these seedlings? With a watering can or a mister, or what would you recommend?
Well, the plants, when they first come up, they're pretty tender. And, as they emerge, they're just spindly little things. And so we recommend using a mister. If you're just pouring water, you could damage the plant with a watering can. So if you take any spray mister, actually, if you clean out a bottle thoroughly, that's important that you clean it thoroughly. But they are ready. You can find them at garden centers as well. They're bottles that you mist the plants with water lightly, and we recommend that doing it probably every day, but not over watering.
Okay, now
you can also use some bottom watering. If you're using a tray within another tray, you can pour the water in the bottom and let it wick up. That way, you're not knocking over seedling. Well,
okay. Now you had mentioned also, Mark, about the use of bottom heat. How does this help the plant?
Well, when you use bottom heat with a heat mat or another heat source, you get good uniform soil temperatures. A lot of people think, well, my house is 72 degrees. I'm going to it's warm enough to, start the seeds, not taking into account that, at nighttime the temperatures might drop. And also, usually a soil mass that has, water in it tends to run about 5 degrees colder than what the air temperature is. So that 72 air temperature might only, be upper 60 changes in the soil temperatures. So it might be a little bit cooler, so it might have a little bit more sporadic germination or, you know, no germination at all. A good heat source on the bottom keeps the temperatures the same. You don't have that fluctuation. And when most seeds, you know, there's a few seeds out there like that variation, but, you know, good, constant, steady temperatures are going to give you the best germination.
That's wonderful. I do want to tell you that Dick was very generous. He's, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, at the bottom, it says coupon. And Dick has put a coupon on that site that if any of you order seeds or products, there will be a special discount on there. So take a look at the website, click on coupons, and there is a coupon for Harris Seed. Now, what is the website that the people can go to where they can see your seed catalog and all of the products that you offer?
Well, just go to www.harrisseeds, that's one word, harrisseeds.com. And there they are. We have a professional grower website and a home garden website. So just click on the home garden website, and all the products are available. And if you want a catalog, you can request a catalog right there at that time. And we're shipping catalogs daily. If anyone's in more of an immediate hurry, they feel more comfortable on the phone, we offer an 800 number for catalog requests and for orders. That 800 number is 800-544-7938.
7938. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And next week, you'll be back at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to talk about starting vegetables and flowers indoors. So, you know, if you're listening, tune in, and we'll have great information for you. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261 is the number to call if we can help you with your garden. I hope that you enjoyed that, because we're gonna try and get Harris Seed on the radio at different times in the next few weeks to try and give you some ideas how easy it is for you to start your own plants indoors. You can save a lot of money, and they're going to help you to do that. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this last segment on the types of soil medium to use, the containers and how to water and the lights and so forth. But next week we'll talk about starting vegetables and flowers indoors. And again, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, there, and sign up for the email newsletter, there is a list of vegetables that you direct seed or start indoors on this week's newsletter. So go. You can, even if you don't receive the newsletter, you can go to it, look at it, and you can print. You know, you do not have to print the entire newsletter. You can just print that particular article. Pin it up in your seed germinating area, and it will tell you when to start everything. Okay? But if you have a question, now's the time to call 855-660-4261, and we'll try and get you motivated. I know a lot of you are a little bit discouraged with the snow that the Northeast has. And as Dick says, in New York State, it's snowing. Nothing we can do about it. We just have to roll with the punches. Mother Nature, when she's ready, we will be ready to go. But you can start certain seeds indoors now, and it will save you a lot of money. And some of them, it's just too early to start seeds. So look at the map that I gave you. Follow it, and it will help you. And tune in next Sunday at 7 a.m. for a lot of information on how and when to start your vegetables. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who
next up, we've got Daniel from Maine with a question about bushes.
Daniel, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Hey, Paul. Yes, I called you a couple of weeks ago and asked about pruning some bushes outside, and you had mentioned waiting until probably the middle of March, and one of them was a burning bush, and you said we could cut that back by as much as 50%. The other two bushes that we have are a cedar bush and a juniper bush, and I was wondering how much I can cut those back.
Okay. On your cedar and your juniper, and this goes with any evergreen plant.
Okay.
You can remove as much as 50% of the green foliage, not 50% of the plant. So what you need to do is you're going to prune one branch at a time. And let's say you've got 3 feet of foliage. You could take 18, maybe even 24 inches of foliage, but you need to have at least a third to half still there. Now, if it's an evergreen plant that's coming into bud or bloom, wait until the flowers begin to fade. So, for example, we all know that azaleas bloom in May. If you prune your azaleas now, you're going to take all the flower buds off. So you wait, and when the flowering cycle is beginning to go by, that's when you cut it back, because it's going to make the new growth after it has finished flowering. A juniper does not bloom. A cedar does not bloom. And you can do that any time in the spring. So from now until, I'm going to say May, is the best, because the plant's dormant and the energy is still in the ground. So if you wait until May and you cut back a lot of your plants, some of them are actually beginning to make new growth. So when you cut off a branch that, let's say, is half of the new growth, that branch that you're throwing away is full of energy that's been stored in the ground all winter long. So by pruning it early, during March or early to mid-April, while the plant is still dormant, all that energy is still stored in the root system of the plant. You prune, the weather gets nice, the energy moves up with the sap, it wakes up all of the buds that are still remaining on the plant after you have pruned it, and it will make all kinds of new growth. Now you're better able to control the size of your plant so that it doesn't block the windows, it doesn't grow into the plant next to it, causing you to eventually pull it up and start over again. So at this time of the year, any evergreen that does not bloom can be pruned. So yews, spreading yews, pyramidal yews can be done. All of your junipers, hemlock trees can be pruned at this time of the year. If you have a privet hedge and it's becoming out of control, it can be pruned at this time of the year. Burning bush can be pruned. And burning bush, you can cut it in half. There's no foliage. And believe me, you will not believe the difference in the quality of that plant. Because some burning bush can get up to be 15 feet tall. And even if you have a burning bush that's 15 feet tall, and it's just taken over, you could cut that burning bush to 5 feet. If you do it while it's dormant, feed it with a good granular food, like Dr. Earth Tree and Shrub, which is an organic and has probiotics. You can use Plant Tone, which is all natural and organic. So whenever you do a major pruning on a plant, feed. Because the food will stimulate all of the dormant buds. They'll wake up. They'll hide some of the pruning that you've done on that plant so that you don't see any of the cuts or the stubs that you made in that pruning. Now, I would wait until April to do most of the broad leaf, but the needle evergreens can be done anytime now, or anything that's dormant, like burning bush, privet hedge, lilacs, can be done now. But if you have things like boxwood, or holly, mountain laurel, if you prune them now, traditionally, you want to wait until April 1st because it's still cold, the weather still isn't settled, and if you do a lot of heavy pruning on broadleaf evergreens that don't bloom, you could get some dieback where you made the cut because the plant during March is not growing. And where you make the cut, you'll have an open wound. When the wind blows, it will pull moisture out of that cut. And because the plant's dormant, it's not replacing the missing moisture. So wait until April on boxwood, ilex, holly, mountain laurel, and then on your flowering, wait until they're done blooming. Makes a big, big difference. Otherwise, you're going to lose all the blooms, and you've waited this long. Now, if you have a rhododendron, for example, and it's 6 feet tall, blocking the windows, when it gets done blooming, you can take 2 feet off of it, no problem. Do it with hand pruners or loppers, one branch at a time. Make 2 or 3 cuts. Stand back, look at the plant, see where else you may need to make a cut. Make 2 or 3 more cuts. And that way you will, if you rush into it, you end up butchering it, and you'll lose the nice shape, and the quality of the plant will not be as good. What you don't want to have is shrubbery, especially like junipers, that you cut so severely that they become round or square. You want them to look natural because foliage, like a juniper, is a long branch that looks like a feather. And what you would do is you would remove part of that feathery type growth. And what will happen is when you cut the middle stem, two new shoots will take over and you'll end up with a compact plant that looks graceful, soft, fluffy looking, and not cut unnatural. Your house is not a Disney with everything is either pointed, round, square. Take a walk in the woods. Have you ever seen a square shrub? No. Only when you get a landscaper out there with his electric shears cutting everything. Shrubs are not supposed to be square. Or few are pointed. Try and keep them natural, but heavy pruning is better done in the spring than any other time of the year, and it will pay off to do that type of pruning. Okay? Great question, very timely, and we appreciate it. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Connie from New Hampshire with a question about honeysuckle.
Good morning, Connie. How can we help you with your honeysuckle?
Good morning. I just listened to your piece about trimming back the evergreens, and then you also mentioned about not trimming back azaleas because they have buds, so maybe this is not a good time to trim back my honeysuckle. But I thought I'd check with you to see. I have a honeysuckle that's been growing on the side of a shed. It's been there a few years, and it's just now starting to get bigger. The trunk is starting to have more depth to it. And yep. I'm just wondering what I can do to encourage more flowering and better growth and just kind of the best thing I can do for the honeysuckle.
Is it growing on a pole or is it on a arbor?
It's on an arbor.
Okay. The one thing that you can do, Connie, is wait until you see it beginning to leaf out. It's when the leaves are small. And at that time, anything that's dead, any branches that are not producing any new growth, what you do is don't start in the middle. Start at the tip of the branch. Follow it down a little ways and then kind of open it up a little bit. The other thing is, honeysuckle loves to be fed. And if you can use a granular fertilizer in April or May to really wake it up, you're going to see a big difference. And if you can use a high phosphorus fertilizer, that will help. Liming around honeysuckle helps, especially if you live in the Northeast where your soils are normally more acidic. Adding some lime, like 3 to 4 feet all the way around the plant, to sweeten up that soil will make the phosphorus fertilizer more available to the plant, and that will help it to make more flower buds. So less acid, more blooms. A general purpose fertilizer like Plant Tone or Dr. Earth shrub and tree fertilizer with probiotics will work very, very well. And being that this is a well-mature plant, then you don't need to use anything else other than that. If you get a really dry spell, then what I would recommend is run the hose to the base of your plant without the nozzle. Crack the faucet open so that you get a stream about the size of a pencil, and let it run for a good half hour just to saturate that root ball. And you'll see, a big difference. Because if honeysuckle gets dry, you'll get yellow leaves, they fall, and the leaves are the factory that makes the energy for the plant. So watch your weather, and if you've noticed in the past that you've had yellow foliage dropping, then you need to give it some additional water. And if your soil is on the sandy side, well-drained but sandy, this spring, when you go to the garden center, buy something called soil moist. Soil moist looks like rock salt. And for a plant like you, you would probably need a couple of tablespoons. And what you would do is you would take a crowbar and you make half a dozen, maybe 10 holes within a 3-foot diameter circle of your plant, and then put maybe like a half a teaspoon in each hole. Make the hole a foot deep, half a teaspoon, take your crowbar, jam it down as deep as you can, and then fill it with soil. And the soil moist will expand, hold moisture in the root area of your plant, and that will help to prevent foliage drop during July and August. But feed it, and that will do a good job. And then remove all of the deadwood. That will help also. If we can help you, got a whole hour to go, 855-660-4261. Call right now, and we'll get you on as soon as the news is over.